The network includes businesses, nonprofits, education organizations, and recycling centers like RU. Executive Director of Recycle Utah, Carolyn Wara, said they were nominated by one of the affiliates in the Utah Recycling Coalition.
And we were nominated by Interwest Paper, who takes all of our cardboard and plastic, and they nominated us. They're always very impressed with how clean our loads are. So that's in thanks to all you committed recyclers in Park City, you know, sorting everything when you come in. We kind of got that award because we're doing things right and we're keeping things really separate and clean. And in today's tricky markets, that's kind of the only option we have to remain super competitive and ensuring everything gets recycled.
Park City Lodging also received an award for their recycling and sustainability practices.
But we did nominate Park City Lodging for the work they've done, and they've done a lot of things from diverting waste to saving water in the way they wash their laundry to instead of using like the single-use shampoo and conditioner to like a big pump in the room. So they've done a lot of great things, and they came down to the conference with us, and everybody got to accept the reward and talk about the work they've been doing.
The recycling center can use volunteers during the week after Christmas. They close for Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Yeah, if you're looking for volunteer hours, if you have court-ordered service or a volunteer program like NHS or something, we love volunteers, especially the week after Christmas. You want to do anything from being inside the paper bin, sorting out the ribbons and bows, to directing traffic, to even helping load the baler or the compactor. We would love to have you. So reach out to outreach@recycleutah.org if you're interested in helping us out. It is our busiest week of the year and the time that we really need help.
The U.S. has been shipping recycling to China, but in 2017, their contamination requirements changed.
What we were giving China and what they were trying to do with it, and they weren't processing it very well. And, you know, sometimes if they weren't able to find a solution, the best solution was to dump in the ocean, which is not okay. So it is actually a good thing that China decided back in February 2017 that we are serious about contamination and we'd like to fix our rates. They were taking things up to about 25% contamination. Contamination is not exactly dirty. It's materials are mixed up. You know, a bale of cardboard is maybe 25% cardboard or maybe 25% other stuff and 75% cardboard. And that's not good. That's giving them something that's hard for them to work with.
Wara thinks global recycling will get better in the next 3 to 5 years. She said the recycling marketplace is tricky, but most of the product is staying in the Intermountain West. She said fewer and fewer countries are using China for recycling.
About a year ago that they went to 0.05. And again, that's a struggle for global markets to work with, and it's really challenged recyclers in the U.S. to start to find solutions in the U.S., and that's the silver lining in this whole story, that new things are opening up. There's a new container recycling opening up in Denver. You know, there's some things in California that are popping up. We're getting a lot of more local options, which I think is a good option. I think as a country, we need to be dealing with our waste ourselves. So the fact that China has really, you know, enforced their rules has made the U.S. become more competitive. I think that's a good thing, and I'm optimistic about where the markets will go.
Wara said there is a difference between clean and contaminated.
You know, we recommend about 90% clean. So if you're washing out that peanut butter container, you know, that if you've given it a good rinse and gotten all the peanut butter out you can, it's probably good enough. You don't have to like have it see-through clear. And then there's contaminated. So like your curbside bin, contamination would be, you know, you're putting glass in your curbside bin, which glass is not allowed on curbside. Same thing with plastic bags, same with styrofoam. So really, with these tricky markets, cleaning your items isn't as important as putting the right items in the right bins.
Curbside recycling is finicky about contamination. Wara said the sorting line used by Republic Waste in Salt Lake City is run by humans and machines, and everything should be loose when households use curbside bins. She recommends removing plastic tops from things like milk cartons.
If your recycling ends up in your curb inside a plastic bag, that whole plastic bag is probably getting in the sorting line and just getting picked up and thrown away.
Carolyn Wara is the executive director of Recycle Utah. For questions about recycling, contact the center at 435-649-9698 or online at recycleutah.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.